Good morning to one and all. So as I was preparing for this morning, the question arose from a devotion that I had read earlier. The question it posed was, who is the real manager of your life? And I draw my inspiration from the book of Isaiah. So there's a beautiful truth that brings deep peace when it finally settles in your heart. You are not the manager of your life. God is. We can plan and dream and make choices, but only God determines how it all unfolds. And God declared and continues to do this in his sovereignty. And we hear from Isaiah 46 verses 9 where it says, I am God and there is no one like me. My counsel shall stand. That means that before we even began our journey, God already saw the end. He knows where the road bends, where the pain will press, and where the breakthrough will burst forth. Nothing surprises God, not even the situations that surround us. Often, when we think we're out of control, we realize how little of it we have actually had. One can control our decisions, but not the outcomes. We can choose what to plant, but only God makes it grow. We can show up faithfully to work and toil, but only God opens the doors that truly lift you. Now, this truth is not meant to make us passive. It is meant to make you peaceful. When we know God manages our lives, we can rest even when things don't go our way. In cases like that, we can turn to God and say, Lord, we don't understand this season where we're in, but we trust the one who's steering the ship. Sometimes we resist his control because it threatens our illusion of power or need for control. But freedom begins when surrender starts. The moment one lets go and allows God to be God, we begin to experience his order in our chaos and often the chaos around us. I've been reflecting on the situation that is in and around even personally us and our country and the world. And one can easily get despondent and think all efforts seem to fail or are too little, or what am I going to possibly do to this situation? Then we need to remind ourselves that he is the one declaring the end from the beginning. Then our worries on how it will end will stop because God is managing it all and it will end well. During the times of reflection, I've realized that one of the most sobering truths in life is this. Everything you do has a consequence, good or bad. God designed the world to operate on that cause and effect. Our choices, whether good or bad, creates ripple effects that touch not only us, but everyone connected to us in some way or another. Isaiah 24 says, "The earth is defiled under its inhabitants." Because people transgressed the laws, changed the ordinances, and broke the everlasting covenant. In simple terms, God's structured creation so that obedience brings order and disobedience brings disorder. That's how he structured it. When we live outside his boundaries, his laws, especially of love, things fall apart. We can think of it like this. When a father refuses to lead his home with wisdom, the pain spreads to his wife, his children, even the future generations. When the leaders govern unjustly and without wisdom, an entire nation grows. Every action echoes beyond the moment it's made. It is because of that we cannot afford to live carelessly. We cannot afford to live selfishly or without wisdom. Our disobedience can extend pain to those coming after us, just as our obedience can secure blessing for generations yet unborn. The Bible calls this the everlasting covenant, God's principle that what we sow will eventually return to us. Here is the good news, though. Grace gives us the power bank to break negative cycles. Even in our past as individuals, as parents, as leaders, or those before us, their choices created pain. God can start a new story with you and I. The same picture that allowed sin to ripple forward allows righteousness to overflow backward. One act of obedience can rewrite decades of dysfunction. And this is the call of the church on you and I serving as Christ's ambassadors. So when we face temptations, remember, we are not just deciding for ourselves. We're deciding for those who will walk the road after us. It starts with us. It starts with me and with you. We may not control our family's past, our church's past, our decisions, others' decisions, or leaders, but we can control our own obedience to the future. We can stop what started before us and build what will last beyond us. As God's called, His children, let us take the wisdom of God, His dreams and plans for us and our world, submit to obeying Him, fulfilling His will, knowing that He is the real manager of us. The key is submitting to God's pattern and plan. Even the devil tried tempting Jesus in the wilderness to step outside of God's pattern and plan. And Jesus taught us through His response that not every good idea is God's idea. No matter our good intentions, if they are not within God's pattern of doing things, it is outside the divine order and chaos erupts from it. Our lives, those around us, far from us, those in our future, see restless right now. This is not because God abandoned us. We just need to realign our step to His and watch and see what God is doing. Jeremiah offers us this for just something to chew on. This is that the Lord says, stop at the crossroads and look around. Ask for the old, godly way and walk in it. Travel its path and you will find rest for your souls. Some of the storms we face don't come because of our disobedience or because we did wrong. They often come from others' disobedience and misalignment with God. Take heart. Prayer becomes different between defeat and God's destiny. Prayer realigns us with God's pattern and plan. God doesn't cancel people. He restores them. As a church, as individuals, as families, let us align ourselves with the bigger story that God is writing. None of the greats of the Bible, like Joseph, understood the reasons that he was placed in. But when the story ended, he looked back and said, "You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good." We might be worried that others' decisions are shaping our destiny as individuals or as a country or communities. But we need to believe that the real power still belongs to God. God wants us to be instruments of His grace, love, and mercy. So let us be that. In this moment, let's just pray and be still before God. Lord, we want to come to You today, not only to plan our days or our months ahead, but to hear Your voice and realign ourselves with You and what You want to do with this world, our home, and our lives. However, also to release the grip on the things we cannot control, to trust that You will manage every detail in our lives, in the life of our community, in our church, our country, and our world. Lead us, guide us, and let Your counsel stand over us, giving us peace and comfort. We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. May God bless you in this week, and may He continue to just manage our lives because it gives us so much peace.